So anyway, today is Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
And our throwback year this week is 1978. And the biggest movie that year was Grease.
Oh.
And it's also a very appropriate topic to talk about with Olivia Newton-John's passing earlier this week. Yeah. So I thought we'd talk about Grease today.
Okay, let's do it. Let's talk about Grease.
Grease was released on June 16th, 1978, and it was successful both critically and commercially, becoming the highest grossing musical film ever at the time. And its soundtrack was also very popular.
Yeah.
It ended 1978 as the second best-selling album of the year here in the U.S.
Okay.
So John Travolta had previously worked with one of the producers on Saturday Night Fever, and had previously appeared in a touring production of the stage version of Grease.
Okay.
He made a number of casting recommendations, including suggesting Olivia Newton-John, who is then known almost exclusively as a multiple Grammy-winning pop and country singer.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
So Newton-John had done little acting before this film, with only two film credits to her name up to that time. And if you heard the wiki on Monday...
I did.
She had wanted a screen test for Grease before she accepted the role.
Right.
And the screen test was done with the drive-in movie scene.
Mm-hmm.
And Newton-John, who was born in England and spent most of her childhood in Australia, was unable to perform with a convincing American accent.
Oh, boy.
And so the character was rewritten to be Australian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there is it.
Yeah.
Okay. They want you, they want you.
Before Newton-John was hired, numerous actresses were considered, such as Carrie Fisher, Anne Margaret, Susan Day, and Marie Osmond.
Oh.
Yeah, which I cannot really picture any of those people.
Trying to,
No, not at all.
No, you can't.
Now, I also mentioned that on Monday that Olivia Newton-John was 28 when she filmed Grease.
Yeah.
But that's not the oldest. Because I don't think anybody was actually of high school age.
No.
They were all,
middle-aged.
At 33, Stockard Channing, who played Rizzo, she was the oldest cast member to play a high school student.
Yeah, I thought they all looked older.
Yes,
Olivia Newton-John looked.
I was
going to
say not. I could. Yeah,
but
she
everybody
could
else
pass.
Looked like they were.
Yeah.
Sneaking into school.
Right. Yes. So Henry Winkler turned down the role of Danny Zuko for fear of being typecast as a greaser, because
that didn't
a Fonzie.
Happen.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that was a decision that he said he later regretted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of a big role to turn down.
It is, but he was already typecast, right?
Right, I guess. Elvis was also considered for the role of the teen angel, but he died before the production started. So, So Grease was an immediate box office success when it was released. In its opening weekend, the film grossed nearly $9 million, ranking at number 2 behind Jaws 2 at the box office for the weekend and with the all-time opening weekend records. After 66 days, it had grossed $100 million to become Paramount's second highest grossing film behind The Godfather, and it was the highest grossing film in 1978.
Jeez. All right.
So, Grease was the highest grossing musical film ever at the time, and its soundtrack was the second best-selling of the year. And it earned an Oscar nomination for Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Oh, yeah.
The song You're the One That I Want was released as a single prior to the film's release and became an immediate chart topper despite not being in the stage show or having been seen in the film at that time.
Oh, but it is, yeah, okay.
Before but it was still a huge hit.
That's kind of smart, though. He released that song ahead of time and then, it's going to be in the movie, too.
Right. Now, the title song was written by Barry Gibb and Peter Frampton played guitar.
Oh, really?
In the song, yep. The film's director didn't like the song, though, because he thought the lyrics were too dark and not fitting of the 1950s, but it wound up selling over 7 million copies worldwide.
Well, there you go. I can't deny that.
Right. So launching the franchise of the same name, a sequel, Grease 2, was released in 1982. And as of 2020, a prequel to the first two Grease movies, which is going to be called Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies, is currently in production for Paramount Plus.
Who's in it? Anybody we know? Do we know?
There wasn't any names that I knew.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Fair enough. We'll look for that.
But that'll be soon,
You picked out a record to go along with Grease, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play the title song. We're going to play Grease by Frankie Valli.
Oh, this is the one. All right. Wonderful. We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Grace, Frankie Valli, Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the movie Grease, which was released in 1978, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
It sure is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, Grease was the highest grossing musical film ever at the time.
Henry Winkler turned down the role of Danny Zuko.
And the soundtrack was the second best-selling album of the year.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad at all. What was the number one selling soundtrack?
The number one selling soundtrack was for Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, okay.
Another big year for John Travolta.
Yeah, it was. Holy cow. He was really knocking him out of the park in 1978.
That's right.
No doubt about it. All right. Folks want to learn more about Grease. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Right. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you can actually go back to Monday's Wiki Corner because they're all right there. Mm-hmm. And that one's on Olivia Newton-John, who passed away on Monday after battling cancer for almost 30 years,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Three different times.
Yeah, passing away at the age of 73. So very sad, but very Grease week, I guess.
Yes.
On the Wiki Corner. All right. A fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10 for a Friday.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We've got David Lee Roth on the way. We've got some Fleetwood Mac. And, of course, your request for the legendary Drive at 5 on the way on Legends 102.7.